Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
What is going on, everybody? My name is Conor Lawler. Welcome back to another week of Hero or Zero. This is the show on Heroes for Hire.
Every single week.
We talk their good points and their bad points, and we generally just give you a bit of a rundown of everything to do with that character.
Nice.
I am joined, as always, by my best pal, Mr. Sean Meehan. Sean, how's it going?
It's going good, Conor. And you know what? We're having fun today. That's all that matters. That's what's important.
Four times this week I've said to you, I'm going to fuck up this intro. And then I fucked it up.
And then, but to be fair, you try to do it. But yeah. Who cares about intros? Why do they have to be the same every time?
So, I mean, like, it's Hero or Zero. Everyone kind of gets the gist, right? Yeah. Every week, we pick a comic book character. You pick Marvel characters, I pick DC characters. And if you haven't heard of them, good, because we kind of just, we just give you a bit of an introduction to each character.
Surface level. Like.
Yeah, and if you like them, then you can go back and read some issues that they appear in.
Yeah, and that's, we've done hundreds of these. So. Yes. Look, maybe this is your first episode. If so, welcome. Leave a review and subscribe and all the rest. But if not, it's just going to be another great DC report because it's your week, Conor.
And you being nice to me because I fucked up the intro.
Yeah, a little bit.
It's weird.
It's like pulling a thorn out of a lion's paw, you know.
Obviously, what we want to do just before we get started with Hero Zero is just give everyone a big shout. You got us over to 100 Spotify 5-star reviews.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, Sean.
Impressive.
But now you said to me you want 500 5-stars. 500
by Easter,
fives.
Possibly. Which is April? No, not
by
then.
About March, you said.
Just eventually, I think that'd be nice.
Yeah, well, look, and so we would very much, if you haven't given us a like or a follow or whatever on whatever podcast platform you're listening to this on, it would really help us out. So the 5-stars on Spotify, you just got to hit those 3 little dots up at the top and then it'll say rate show and then you can put in your rating there. But we also have a Patreon if you want to get access to a bunch of extra content and movie reviews and TV show reviews and hours of extra content over there. But Sean, there's no time to waste because I'm talking a very big character this week, probably one of the biggest.
Okay, now listeners, what he's doing here, this could be a couple of things. It could be a very terrible character. It could be a character that's actually physically big. Or, conversely, it could be a character that gets very, very small.
Captain
Proceed.
Triumph!
Captain Triumph? What fucking Brexit-ass name is that?
I am covering this week the crack comic legend from 1943, who is technically part of DC, but the character, the essence of the character belongs to DC. But it is also public domain. So technically, anyone can write about Captain Triumph.
Excellent. We're back in my favourite world, which is public domain superheroes.
So, in 1943, at the tail end of the superhero boom, Quality Comics, publisher of the popular Plastic Man, I think you can remember, I mean, 43, you were about,
27 at the time. I had been drafted. Yeah, that's fair enough.
You avoided the draft.
I dodged it, yes. Fake asthma.
So they took a chance and they introduced a new hero to its flagship title, Crack Comics. This hero was Captain Triumph, and he would prove so popular that he headlined every issue of Crack Comics until its demise. So I suppose that's kind of like a double negative. He proved so popular he was the lead character of a comic series that declined and then went completely out of business in the next 5 to 10 years.
Yeah, which like that mightn't say much about him. It just says more about the comic brand as a whole. So but they have no other good characters.
Now, Quality's back catalogue, however, remains in the public domain, even if the trademarks now reside with DC Entertainment, which is why I feel like he comes under my umbrella. I'm allowed to talk about it.
So Captain Triumph TM. You can't call a character Captain Triumph. Yes. But you can make a dude who is exactly the same as and just call him Captain Victory or something like
yes.
that. Cool. Love that for us.
So Captain Triumph was not a typical hero, Sean. His costume was a simple t-shirt and, I'm going to mispronounce this, Jodhpurs.
How do you spell, what is that?
Jodhpurs.
Jodhpurs. They're like riding breeches. Horse riding breeches. What the fuck? A t-shirt is a weird outfit.
He also wore no mask. Even more unconventionally, his secret identity was not one man, but two, Sean. Because
Explain.
Twin brothers Lance and Michael Gallant, one a daring reporter, one a daring military pilot.
And they're both Captain Triumph.
Yes.
It's pretty good.
Have you heard of Firestorm?
Oh, vaguely.
What is Firestorm's deal?
I forget, but I've heard of Firestorm.
Firestorm's deal is that he's two people that come together to create one hero.
Yeah, and so they're the same, but not true magic, just true. They're each Captain Triumph at different times.
No, it is magic.
that's far less interesting.
It's 1943 is his first appearance, January 1943, in Crack Comics number 27. Now, he is technically, as I said, part of DC, so you could catch a glimpse of him. He does appear in some DC encyclopedias. He's in the background of All-Star Squadron.
Oh, he's in the background? Class.
He appeared in Grant Morrison's Animal Man. In Grant Morrison's run of Animal Man in the 90s, he appeared in a flashback. So,
okay.
He's kind of there, but he's not. But he was massive in the 1940s.
Right, okay. So is he like, he's a way to reference the fact that a story is happening in the 40s?
So Captain Triumph is a very interesting character. I don't know if you're going to take this as shit or good, and that's why I brought it, because I thought it might be fun.
Sounds just like a man at the minute.
In 1919, twin brothers Michael and Lance Gallant were born in New York City. They were so alike, even to a T-shaped birthmark on their left wrists, that even their mother could not distinguish between them. The two remained close, even for twins, as they grew up.
What does that mean? Elaborate on that, writer.
Does the author of this all have a twin that they hate?
Best friends, as all twins should be.
Should be.
One of them's
a Christmas card. When America was drawn into the Second World War, Michael enlisted in the US Army Air Corps, becoming a pilot. However, on his 23rd birthday, as he brought his plane into land, the hangar he was entering blew up.
Oh no, he should have been at the club.
His fiancée, Kim Meredith, a dame, a proper dame, back a
proper
in the day.
40s dame.
And his brother lads witnessed the whole thing from the side. So they were kind of waving at him as he was landing the plane. You know how it is. You know how, like, World War II had that bring your family to work day.
Yeah. Like, let the kids have a go at war for a bit.
So, like, he brought the wife and he brought the brother to be like, this is my work, I'm going up, I'm bombing some places, and this is me landing.
Yeah, come over to No Man's Land there and have a look.
We're actually having a holiday to Normandy now soon enough. Are you around, are you?
Lovely beaches. Lovely beaches.
Lovely beaches. So, while he was trying to land the plane, the whole place blows up. Right. Lance witnesses this. He witnesses his brother blow up. And he runs into the burning structure. And he manages to retrieve his badly injured sibling, only for Michael to die in his arms.
Oh my God, so he's now the soul twin. Like, he's the best one because he lived.
He's now both the best and the worst one. Well, actually, no, technically the best one. The worst one is obviously the one that lost all of their lives first.
Crashed into an already exploding building, yeah.
Game over, mate. So, cradling his dying brother in his arms, Lance rushes through the anger and bargaining portions of his five stages of grief in short order, pledging vengeance to a suddenly stormy sky. Michael Gallant was my brother, he shouts, fist raised, this is actually true, to a seemingly uncaring sky. I swear, there's no risk I wouldn't take. Nothing I'd hesitate to do. I'd sacrifice anyone's life, my own included, to wipe from the face of the earth the evil that brought about this disaster.
And does anyone answer this desperate plea?
Yes.
Oh, I was really hoping you'd say no. That would have been amazing.
Unknown to him, the fates, creatures of the mist.
Mm-hmm. Old three old ladies with a big piece of string share one eye between them.
They were watching all of this.
Yeah, they
decided to create a champion because he shouted at the sky so good.
Now, here's my question. This is taking place in 1943.
Yes.
Are there not any other soldiers who have been in, I would say, that exact same situation?
I don't think anybody else died in that war.
Really? Very low kill count in World War II.
I think it was a low kill count. I think Michael was the only one.
That fictional man was the only one killed.
What are the odds? So they basically decided that they wanted to create a champion. This was a man of honour. Soon afterwards, Lance received a shocking vibration from Michael's ghost, who revealed that they remained linked together. And if Lance touched his birthmark, the T on his arm, they would merge, gaining superpowers as a result and turning into Captain Triumph.
That's because it's 1943. I guarantee that's all said in one speech bubble.
Yes.
It's not tastefully done at all. Okay, so how does the ghost know this? Did he get a quick rundown when he died and then appeared?
I think he got the exposition dump from the witches when he died.
He's half remembering it.
I think they said something about Triumph.
You touch yourself, touch a T.
Are we General, Sergeant Triumph? No, Captain. I think it was Captain. I think they said Captain.
Is it a possessing thing? Or like they're fusing of two minds?
The ghost of Michael is separate. The ghost of Lance is over here.
Lance isn't a ghost.
He's alive, very much alive, so he is.
Yeah. Alive and kicking.
So the live and very happy and live and kicking body of Lance is on one side, dead Michael on the other, he's a ghost.
Okay.
Right? When Lance touches the T, the birthmark on his arm, they merge together in a Captain Marvel kind of lightning bolt. And because Captain Marvel was big at the time, that's kind of why they did it.
Fair.
And they came together and then they have superpowers because they're now regular man mixed with spirit.
Right, so he's now Captain Triumph, who is his own kind of dude.
It's written in the comic books as a way as he's actually a third person, yes.
Yeah, okay, because they're not doing conflicting dialogues in their heads.
But it worked, Sean, because you see, Michael, he's a go-getter. He's a daredevil. He was a man who went to the army. Lance, book reader, a man much more reserved, a reporter by day.
What a piece of shit,
a little
man.
A little geekazoid on the left-hand side, big fucking sexy jock on the other. You know how it is.
One of them's probably a commie.
Definitely. And it's not the one you think.
Oh, they're both communists.
Tune in for more. So, like Shazam, they also... no one seems to notice the resemblance between the captain and the living half of the pair which creates him, because they just look the exact same with no mask, but nobody ever puts that together.
But he's got those special trousers on when he transforms.
He does have different trousers on, so they couldn't tell. Very much like Clark Kent with the glasses.
Yeah, everyone's just looking at his gams all the time.
Now look, as origin stories go, pretty simple.
Yeah, it's
but
fine.
But it does represent an evolution in the genre at the time, because Clark Kent removed his sunglasses and shirt and he became Superman, two aspects of one whole person. Billy Batson shouts Shazam, he's a child that gets replaced by Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
Captain Triumph takes a step beyond. He's basically a melding that wouldn't be actually repeated until Firestorm's creation in the late 80s.
That's pretty cool then, I guess. So he was the first one to do this kind of team up your guys kind of deal.
Yes.
Okay, I like that.
A fusion of Lance Gallen's meticulous reporter skills, nerd, and Michael's brash pilot persona. Cool
communism.
Guy, Michael. Big Mickey to call him.
Whoa.
Captain Triumph symbolised the needs of America at a time of world war. A fusion of knowledge and power, of American intellectual prowess with the military might needed to defeat the Nazis. Basically, it was an amalgamation of all good things in America, and that's how they punched the Nazis.
And they won. They won in the end.
I'm pretty positive. I haven't read the full book, but I'm pretty positive they win, yeah.
That's good. That's just a horrible alternate reality.
Like, I didn't read all the comic, I just assumed.
Yeah, so yeah, surely they would. Oh, no.
In his 35 issues of fame, the Captain covered astonishing ground. I will admit this, right? He has the strangest supporting cast. Well, he has one very normal supporting cast, and then one very weird supporting cast, other than the Ghost brother.
Right, yeah, okay. That was going to be my guess.
Some of his villains are called Hypnotic Eyes Core, The Porcupine, and Mr. Pointer. That's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. I think I get what they're all about, you know.
Mr. Pointer?
Points things out. He's just a real dick to have at a party.
Well, he's a very well-actually kind of person.
Captain Well-Actually, yeah.
Captain Well-Actually. Mansplained himself, right? So his supporting cast included, of course, Kim Meredith, the woman who lost her fiancé in World War II to the explosion.
They probably end up together, don't they? And it's technically fine.
It's technically fine. So it's weird, right? Because she's devoted to Captain Triumph. She's like a trustworthy helper and confidant, and she also refuses to give her captors any information on Captain Triumph when she gets kidnapped once. And she then, of course, eventually becomes Lance's fiance.
Yeah, because it's what you did in the 40s. You married a woman.
I don't want to read too much into this, right?
Yeah.
And I might be wrong, but I've read these issues as of yesterday, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm obviously not going about my day reading Captain Triumph issues, but doing research for this,
yeah,
I read these issues. And as far as I can tell, Lance is quite clearly gay, right?
Right.
But it's 1943, so I think...
I see.
I don't think they could write him like that, but he also clearly has no interest in Kim romantically in any way, or anyone, really. I think he might be asexual,
right,
his Lance.
He just cares about triumph.
He just cares about triumph. He just wants to merge with his brother. Wait, hang on.
Well, all he wanted was revenge. Like that seems like his... See, single-minded.
She spends every issue being like, my God, Lance, I love you so much. And he's like, I've got to save somebody else.
Yeah,
goodbye.
I must go now.
Because I was reading it, like, there's never even a scene where he's like, I think you look nice. Or, wow, you're a good person. None of that. He never says one complimentary thing to anybody else. He's a bit of a sociopath who I think has no time for romance.
Well, maybe his love language is acts of superheroics, you know? You ever think of that?
But surely your love language has to at some stage include some sort of love.
I mean, give it time. I mean, he only got 25 issues or whatever. Like,
35.
35. Oh, he probably should have had one bit of love in there.
I don't
there.
Even think they kissed in any issues.
Can't write a kiss in the 40s.
They
weren't
married.
It's
just announced she's his fiance and she's absolutely obsessed with him. He's a white man in the 40s. What could go wrong? He's probably rich as well.
And he looks basically identical to her existing fiance, yeah, who she loved.
Even though he has no interest in her. Even though the other fiance actually was interested in her, but now, yeah, she just has like the second best thing.
And the ghost is just like looking on from the spirit world.
That's another thing where I was like, the ghost is around, so he's, yeah, just watching his fucking fiance have sex with his brother.
Yeah, it's not great.
Well, maybe he's not, to be fair.
Well, like, if they're fused as Captain Triumph at the time, then what happens? Because Triumph's another dude.
Okay, but they're quite clearly using one person's body parts more than another.
You would be, really, wouldn't you?
In his fourth appearance, however, Captain Triumph encounters my favourite character in all of his comic books, because you're thinking he has a love interest. He's got a dame. He's got a best gal,
yeah,
who devoted to him. He doesn't give a shit about her. What else do we need in the 1940s, Sean?
An animal sidekick?
Not an animal sidekick. We need a sidekick of some sort.
A regular sidekick, of course.
A regular sidekick. So Captain Triumph encounters a down on his luck professional clown named Biff, who is on the verge of being fired from his job.
Okay. And the clown is not superpowered, he's just a clown?
Not superpowered, just named Biff. Just a guy. He's sympathising. Captain Triumph uses his powers of flight and invisibility. Oh yeah, he has those powers.
Well,
to ensure that Biff's next show is spectacular. He turns himself invisible. He does, like, so when Biff's show is going on, he's doing, like, weird tricks behind the scenes. Nobody can see him. Everyone thinks Biff is the greatest clown of all time.
Why is this what he's using these miraculous powers for?
There's somebody getting murdered outside the tent, but that, yeah, doesn't bother him. He's there to help Biff, right? Even though in the aftermath, his job as a clown is temporarily assured, after being drawn into one of Cap's adventures and thoroughly enjoying it, Biff readily accepts Lance Gallant's offer to become his personal assistant. Now, it's never mentioned how a man who has a income of a journalist, nobody else's income, can afford to pay for a full-time human assistant in the 1940s.
Journalists in the 1940s, it was...
loaded.
Rakes of cash going around.
So, thereafter, Lance, Michael, Captain Triumph, and Biff and Kim go about on their adventures, with Biff kind of just being in the background as far as I could see, and he gets punched around a lot because he's just a dude.
But he's a clown the whole time.
No, but sometimes he is. But he also, I think what I would describe Biff as is he has chutzpah.
He got the spirit, basically.
He's got the spirits of the 1940s, and he kind of puts his arms up. Like, we all know that his elbows, yeah, are at 90 degrees and his two fists are, like, shaking.
He's a let-me-at-him kind of assistant.
Yeah, he's kind of a let-me-at-him kind of guy, yeah.
All right, I'll allow that for Biff.
His other enemies included Sidney Greenstreet, the mad scientist Dr. Vosburg, the man who conquered the flame, the Nazi spider Raven, and the unspeaking criminal mastermind known only as Silent.
Oh, very good. Okay. Some of those actually sound kind of cool.
Mm.
But, like, they definitely weren't well executed in the 40s.
Well, I mean, how do you finish? So, 35 issues, the comic starts going out of business because they're throwing out goals like this and apparently people aren't interested in Captain Triumph and his life. I mean, like, he's a man who can merge with his ghost brother who's dead?
What's not to love? We're talking about him 80 years later.
And, well, after 35 issues, they realise that his get-up-and-go attitude kind of started, like, all of his powers just started to get up and go away from him, Sean. That was, because he couldn't even fly by the last issue. And then they just decided to give him, Lance, Kim and Biff, they made them co-owners of a successful gold mine. And then Biff buys shares in a record-breaking oil well.
The oil is going to be, oh, that's going
so
to be great.
They become oil rich at the end of
and
the 35 issues. Yeah, gold and oil rich, they become at the end, they become independently wealthy and they stay together and adventure together forever. I assume not doing any more superpowered stuff.
No, they just fucking rest on their laurels because...
Yeah.
That's insane. They just made a load of wealth in the 40s at the end of World War II.
Well, back then, that was the greatest thing you could possibly do.
Oh, yeah. It was the ultimate outcome for anyone. Like, yeah. And then they got that, they just decided to stop helping people.
In terms of powers and abilities, he's got all the basics. He can fly. He's got super strength. He can turn invisible. He's super speed. He's just kind of around. He doesn't have laser eyes, but he's got the big, like, 3 or 4 that everybody's got.
Yeah, any weaknesses going for
no real weaknesses other than the fact that he's just a man when he's not Captain Triumph.
Right, he can just be a regularly killed man.
So he can be killed when he's in Lance form.
He's in Lance form.
But if he gets to touch that T-Burt mark, he becomes Captain Triumph.
Okay, well that's... So even if he's like on Death's Door, he can just touch that and he'll be fine.
Yes.
I'm assuming. Interesting. And it's like... And his brother is just a ghost forever.
Just a ghost forever watching his own... His brother is just a ghost who watches his sibling have sex with his soon-to-be wife forever. He's destined to watch it forever, yes.
It's pretty fucked up. It's pretty twisted.
But sometimes Biff is there, so that makes it better.
Is Biff in on this as well? He is.
No, like in the building.
In the building. Sorry. Separate rooms. Not in the same room.
I assume not in the same room. It never comes up.
He's just watching Biff make a sandwich.
While
the rest of it's going on.
He gets asked to leave and he just has to watch fucking this Biff guy make a sandwich while his wife is in the other room.
And he can't even enjoy the sandwich.
I'm fucking dead as well.
That's... I want a comic about that. Just that happening.
Like, and then at the next time there's like a fucking like a massive criminal and Lance is like, quick Michael, quick join me, we'll join together. No.
He's already jumped off the building and is ready to fly.
You're on your own, lad.
It's not happening. Fuck you, honestly.
Fuck you, lad, to be honest with you now. I've after seeing some things in the last week and I'm not happy with it.
I wish I was dead. I know what that sounds like. I wish I was
dead again.
Yeah,
more dead. Why did you have to shout at the sky at that one time? I have to watch my fiance get to have sex with you.
Why
forever.
You just go through grief slowly like a normal person.
So that is my report on Captain Triumph.
Very entertaining report, Connor. Would you like me to take us out?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Thank you all for listening to this episode of Hero or Zero. We will be back on Wednesday with Weird News Wednesday and next Friday with another episode of Hero or Zero. Big thank you to everyone over on Patreon who continues to support the show. That's patreon.com/heroesforhirepodcast. If you want to support us over there, you do get access to bonus shows and movie reviews and all that kind of good stuff. Otherwise, support the show. There is a merch store, heroesforhire.ie/shop. Twitter is @heroesforhirepod, the 4 is the number 4. Facebook is Detective Little. Discussion with Instagram is Heroes for Hire. for Hire podcast. The best way to ever help out the show is to tell one human being that we need us.
Just a walk, please.
And I think that's about it.
I think so. So I've been Conor Lawler.
I've been Sean Lee.
I shall see you all next week, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.